Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Asaf Lamed Alef. We're starting right at the top of the Halacha Daled. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have it only. And the Mishnah says Chalatz did Chalitza to Yivama Va'asaba Maimer Nasan Get Ubal. And then he did Maimer or gave Get and the word did Bia Oy Baal Vasa Maimer Nasan Get V'Chalatz. The bottom line is Einach Chalitza Kolom is nothing after Chalitza. Since the first thing that he did was Chalitza, that already Patras or sends are free, and then nothing that he does afterwards takes effect at all. Doesn't accomplish anything. And this is Echid Yivama Achaz V'Echid Shtei Yivamas. Whether he did this to one Yivama or if we're dealing with two Yivamas, once he does Chalitza, everything's over. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chalitza Asamayim Ruchulu. Here we point something out. Afal Pisha Amru in Chalitza Ar Chalitza, even though we say that Chalitza doesn't take effect after Chalitza, Aval Bia Shal Ar Chalitza Paislas Mena Kahuna. If he's Bail her after he gives her Chalitza, that passels her from Kahuna. It at least accomplishes that. Ask the Gemara, what's that supposed to mean? Beloi Kach Enu Basilu Mena Kahuna, even without that, isn't she passel from Kahuna? We already mentioned this in an earlier Gemara. We know that Chalitza is passel to Kain. So what does that mean if he's Bail his Chalitza, now he passels her to a Kain? Anyway, she was passel to Kain. The answer is Ella Psulim Milaychub Truma. She's passed from eating Truma, which means now that she's going back to her father's house, if her father's a Kain, she's not allowed to eat Truma over there because she passeled herself up by having Bia after receiving Chalitza. Ask Gemara, why is that a problem? Habal Chalitza Say Passel Milaychub Truma. Somebody who's Bailes Chalitza, he passes her from eating Truma. It's not a Chi of Kares, it's Isra Lav, but it's not a Chi of Kares that doesn't make her into Chalala. That doesn't passel her from eating Truma. So what are we saying? The Gemara says, you're right. Ella Bishobal Achiv Aleha. It's referring to where his brothers, one of the brothers of the Chalitz, was Bail the Chalutza, and that's a chi of kares because that's isser of Ashes Ach from the original husband, and so that's going to apostle her from eating Truman in her father's house. As the Warnicha, command Amar, who ain't a chav al chalutza, v'ach ain't a chav al chalutza. This is all good according to the Manda Amar, that the Chalitz himself has no isser kares to be with the chalutza, it's just isser lav, whereas the brothers do have an isser kares. Okay, so then they apostle her from Kahuna if they're bail her. Bram command Amar, bain who bain achin ain't a chav al chalutza, but what about the Manda Amar that both him and the brothers don't have a chi of kares to be with the chalutza? How do we explain that she's pasul to Kahuna? A rather different answer, says the Gemara. Kishabal at Tzara, it's referring to where him, the Chalitz himself, was Bail the Tzara. Remember, he did Chalitza to the Chalutza. Let's call her Rachel. But then he was Bail the Tzara. That pasuls her to Kahuna. As the Gemara, Nicha Kaman Demar, Hakol Moedim Betzara, Shu Chayiv. This is good according to Manda Amar, that everyone agrees that he himself, the Chalitz, has a Chi of Kares to be with the Tzara. So fine, that pasuls her from eating Truma. But Ram Kaman Demar, who ain't a Chayiv, Loya Chalutza Vlayal at Tzara. But according to Manda Amar, that he's not Chayiv, not in the Chalutza, not in the Tzara. So why are we saying that if he's Bail her after Chalitza, that passels her from eating Truma? El rather, here's another suggestion, says the Gemara, Kishabo Achin Aleha, as referring to where the brothers were Bail the Tzara. And that's a Chi of Kares. As the Gemara, Nicha Kaman Demar, Bein Hu, Bein Achin, Einar Chayavan al Chalitza, Aval Chayavan al Tzara. This is fine according to the Manda Amar, that both him and the brothers are not Chay for being with Chalitza, but they are Chay of Kares for being with the Tzara. Baram Kaman Demar, Bein Hu, Bein Achin, Einar Chayavan al Chalitza, Aval Chayavan al Tzara. But according to the Manda Amar, that neither him nor the brothers are Chay of Kares either for being with the Chalitza or the Tzara. So once again, how do we understand that if somebody is Bail somebody here, that passes them from Kahuna or from eating Truma? El rather, must be Rabbi Kiva, they're going to look at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, Yesh Mamzer B'Chalutza, that a Mamzer could be produced from a Chalutza, and that's as we know, Rabbi Kiva holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechaive Lavin, that even when the two people living together is just an Isser Lav, a child born from that union is a Mamzer, and so this would be according to Rabbi Kiva, that if he's Bail the Chalutza, even though again it's just an Isser Lav, it still passes her from eating Truma. Now, Rabbi Yasi, he says differently, Tifter, we could explain, that her Yavam himself was a Kayin, and once he does Chalitza to her, now he, as a Kayin, is usher to marry this Chalutza, so if he's Bail her, that turns her into Chalala. It's in that situation that she's possible for meeting Truman in her father's house. So these would be two fair explanations. Moving on, the Mishnah had said, Nasan Get V'Chalat Einar Chalitza Klom. Ask the Gemara, what's the Mishnah telling us? V'Leikvar Taninon Einar Chalitza Klom. Don't we already know that there's nothing valid after Chalitza? We already know that from Mishnah on the previous Amud, that once Chalitza is done, that's finished. It's over. That's a complete severance that takes away any remaining Zika. So what's our Mishnah telling us? What's the emphasis over here? The answer is begin Nisnina de Basra, Echad Yavama, Vechad Shte Yavamais. The main focus is the last part of the Mishnah where we said that this is relevant with one Yavama and even two Yavamais, meaning the key is the two Yavamais over here, that when he does Chalitza to one, nothing's valid, nothing gets accomplished, even when there's two Yavamais, even with the second one, and that's the main focus. How we continue asking on this, why would that be? Why are you telling me that Ein Ach Chalitza Kolom, nothing's valid? Ilam Kadesh Chalutza Shema loy tafsuba kiddushin. That's the proper girsa. If he was makadesh his chalutza, he gave her kiddushin after he did chalitza to her. What is kiddushin not going to be typhus? Kiddushin would be typhus over there. So how are we making a blanket rule in the Mishnah? Ain't a chalitza klum. So on Alpha based on top, the Gemara suggests tifter. We could explain iku Rebbe either like Rebbe shaloy ladas. It was done shaloy ladas. It's specifically according to Rebbe that mimer is able to be done shaloy ladas the yavama. Meaning even if she doesn't know what it is or she doesn't agree to it, she doesn't want it. Still mimer could be done, but that's only with with a regular Yavama that still has Zika. However, once he did Chalitza to her, so now there's no more Zika. So in this case, Maimer would not work at all. Shaloi Ladas. Oi, Divra Kail. We could explain this really according to everybody who holds you cannot do Maimer Shaloi Ladas. So again, back to our question, why would we say Ein Ach Chalitza Klom? If a Kiddushin would work Midas, so why wouldn't Maimer work? And so the answer would be, Bimschavan Liknoiso Lashom Maimer Yivimtoiv. It's because we're talking about a case where he's giving her Maimer with intention that he wants to acquire her by using this mimer as mimer of his yavama. But the thing is, ve'ini yavimtai, she's not his yavama anymore, and therefore it doesn't work. So that's the two ways we can understand this. Now, can you discuss this? But he tells us, v'tani ken, it was taught in the Sinai, so, ha-mimer kaina bein ladas bein shaloi ladas divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that with a regular yavama, mimer is kaina ladas and shaloi ladas, meaning even if she doesn't know, she doesn't agree to it, it's still kaina her. Whereas the chum say, ain't kaina el ladas, mimer is only kaina ladas. Now, by the Rebbe, b'kiddushin, she'ain kaina el ladas. Rebbe agrees with regular kiddushin of a woman, it's not kaina except for ladas. She has to agree to it, she has to want it, she has to know what it is, and only then Kiddushin works. Now, my time to Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? Why would he say that Mimer works even Shaloi Ladas? And the answer is because Bia Kainu, Mimer Kainu. We know that both Bia and Mimer are Kainu Yavama, and so Ma Bia Kainu Bain Ladas Bain Shaloi Ladas, we know that Bia's Kainu her Ladas and Shaloi Ladas, even if she doesn't agree, if he's Bail her, that's a Kenyan, that's official Yibum. So Afa Mimer Kainu Bain Ladas Bain Shaloi Ladas, so to Mimer is Kainu Ladas and Shaloi Ladas. Ask the Gemara, what about the following? Come on to Rebbe Aimer, how Mimer Kainu Bain Ladas Bain Shaloi Ladas? Just like Rebbe says that Mimer is kind of Ladas and Shaloi Ladas, Kachu Oimer Haget Pater Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas. Does Rebbe hold that a get paters Ladas and Shaloi Ladas, even if she doesn't agree to it? Answers the Gemara, no, because Vilama Rebbe Oimer HaMimer Kind of Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas. Why does Rebbe say that Mimer works Shaloi Ladas? Shekein Bia Begadol Kind of Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas. That's because Bia with a Gadol, meaning a regular case of Bia with a Yavama, that works Shaloi Ladas. And Bia and Mimer are compared, but the Yifter Haget Shaloi Ladas, are we going to say that a get works Shaloi Ladas? Isn't Chalitza only Pater Midas? Doesn't have to be consensual. Everyone has to agree to it, know what's going on, and want it to happen. And we know the get lines up with Chalitza. The same way that B and Mimer line up, so get and Chalitza line up. And therefore, get would only work Ladas. And we've got Talacha, the Mishnah tells us, Ke'ezetzad. That's another way of saying Ketzad, meaning we have more scenarios like the previous couple of Mishnayas. Also, Mimer Bazu. We have two Yavamas. He did Mimer to this one and Mimer to that one. So what's necessary? Shnei Gitin v'Chalitza. He has to give two Gitin because the get gets rid of the Mimer, but then he also has to do a Chalitza because whatever Zika is remaining has to be undone with Chalitza. Now let's say Mimer Bazu, Ubal Azu, he did Mimer to this one and did Bia to the other one. Now the Bia is called Bia Psula because he already did Mimer to the first one. Therefore, Shnei Gitin v'Chalitza, he still requires two Gitin and a Chalitza. Now what about Mimer Bazu v'Get Lazu? He did Mimer to this one and Get to that one. So he get v'Chalitza. He needs a Get for the Mimer and a Chalitza for the remaining Zika that's there. And Mimer Bazu v'Chalitza Lazu, if he did Mimer to this one and Chalitza to the other one, well, Harishon, it's Richa Get. The first one requires a Get because the Mimer did acquire something in her, so there still needs to be a Get, whereas the Chalitza had already gotten rid of whatever Zika was there. Moving on to Allah Chavav, another Mishnah, just continuation of more cases, Get Lazu v'Get Lazu. If he gave this one a Get and that one a Get, Tzrichas Himenu Chalitza, they both need Chalitza from him, and Get Lazu Uba Lazu, Tzrichas Get v'Chalitza. If he gave a Get to this one and was Bail this one, they need a Get and Chalitza, and Get Lazu Umimer Lazu. If he gave a Get to this one and Mimer to that one, Tzricha Get v'Chalitza, she requires a Get and Chalitza. And get lazu v'chalitza lazu ain ach chalitza klom. There's nothing necessary after chalitza, and that's an end all. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.